Welcome, everybody. Happy Laughter Day and happy October. Welcome to Babaji the Caveman, Babaji's spiritual setup comedy on Keen Radio, the official broadcast from Keen.com. My name is Dr. Uma, and I am Babaji's disciple, and I am who is the advisor on Keen and your host for today's program. Okay. If you'd like to receive a personalized reading from Babaji or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7 on Keen, go to keen.com/radio to receive an offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute. There are also other offers as Keen goes on, so just check it out and sign up. All right, you got laughter? Remember to laugh more. Babaji's laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Babaji's Laughter Factory that is spread all over the world. If you got questions, Babaji got the answers. So easy, a caveman can do it. Thank you for joining Babaji's Airtime Sunday Show. We are honored and happy to guide and serve you. Love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally. No fear when Babaji's here. He kicks your crutches. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining Babaji's show. My name is Dr. Uma, and I'm taking the show for this today. Okay, and just a quick reminder for everybody, Babaji is going to be moving his airtime show every first Sunday of each month. So today is October 6th, which is the first Sunday of October, and next month will be the month of November. The first Sunday of November is when our next show is going to be. So tune in, guys, and join in the queue. All right, so today we're going to talk about detachment, which is the quality of shunning worldly attractions. People hear that all the time. So it's a key to progress on any path in the pursuit of truth. So detachment makes you introspective and discriminative, leading to virtues, righteous, or truthful conduct. So, a person with pure discrimination knows that the absolute reality alone is eternal, and everything else in this material world is temporary. So, this state of detachment results in the subtlety of the mind in intuitive or effortless wisdom. So, it's a way of thinking about the world. It's like, if you see that this material world is what it is, it's material, it is temporary, it is an illusion, then you put the material world in perspective. The true reality, the part of reality that is eternal and true, is the spiritual world. And that is something that is you need to focus on if you want to follow a spiritual path. So whenever every spiritual tradition speaks out about detachment, but detachment cannot be confined only to spirituality. Let me explain. So detachment is important in daily life, in pursuit of ambitions, and on the spiritual path. It is of great importance to everyone, whether pursuing spirituality or material success. So in fact, detachment means inner strength and the ability to function calmly and in full inner control under all circumstances. A detached person is not harassed and hurried and can do everything with concentration and attention, thus ensuring a successful outcome of one's actions. So, if you have ever met those individuals that no matter what happens on the outside, they're always focused on what they're doing and they finish whatever it is that they start, okay, that's an example of a detached individual. It's like nothing phases them. And the only thing that they're working on is what's in front of them. So in daily life, that's how you do detachment. Okay. So detachment is a primary path of requirement of spiritual growth. And it teaches you to surrender all material attachments. The successful person will become rooted in firm wisdom. So a person's karma melts away. And the duties of a person should be in the spirit of sacrifice, and that is an act of devotion. So this is a central characteristic that a lot of people just don't get, the context of detachment and sacrifice. So the non-attached person will live the moment and experience joy in the moment, and the person that practices detachment will observe everything as subjective. So in other words, a person who's detached will experience whatever's in front of them appropriately. So if they're feeling, if everything's hunky-dory in that time, then they will feel hunky-dory, and then they let it go. The same thing with pain. They're feeling pain at the moment, and they let that go too. In other words, they know that these things pass. Nothing stays the same. Everything just flows through the ebbs and flows of time. So thank you for listening, everybody. I'm going to start taking calls now. All right, let's take the first caller.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Who am I speaking with, please? Hi. Can you say your name for the audience?
Thank
Hi,
you.
Terry.
This is
welcome.
Terry. Thank you.
Hello, Terry. Yeah. Wonderful,
yeah, so,
Terry. Go ahead.
All right, so my question is this. I'm looking for a part-time job in the health field, which I do have a certificate in. And I just wanted to see if you see me getting work sometime this month or next month.
I see you having an opening for this month and next month. So if you've been looking for work now, yeah, you're going to have more than one option coming up for you. Because energetically speaking, everything is flowing for you much faster during this time period. So a lot of things are going to manifest for you definitely in this month and next month. So you're going to see an offer for you this month and another offer next month. So lucky
Ooh,
you.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to be able to choose which job that you want to get into. But, you know, it's just like everything else. Choose wisely with discrimination and detachment, like we were talking about today. And I see that, you know, for the opening coming up this month, I mean, it's a good offer.
Mm-hmm.
The offer for next month is also good in a different way. Both of them are going to be in a similar salary bracket. Okay, so there's not one is not better than the other. So in other words, either one of these offers are going to be good for you. So whichever one you choose is going to be good. It's a matter of your choice.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Wow. I didn't think. Okay. Wow. All right. Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I'll let you know what happens.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. Thank you, Terry. And please do, you know, call Babaji, you know. His extension
I
is 043-9694. Yeah, follow up with him and he'll, you know, help you through the next steps of your journey, okay? Appreciate it.
Thank you. Awesome.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to take the next caller here. Hello, who am I speaking with, please? Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Nicole.
Oh, hi, Nicole. Welcome to the show. Okay, so go ahead and ask your question, please.
Yes, I met a friend slash guy, like we used to date, but we broke up, I guess, about like in January or something like that. But we got back together, like I guess, like during the summer or whatever. And and we stopped talking again. I was just wondering, you know, if we're going to get back together. I mean, well, if we're going to get back in contact and, you know, see if we're going to get back together then.
Oh, I see. Okay. And can you give me his name again, please, just for the audience? I'm going to take a look at it right now.
Yes. His name is Donovan.
Donovan. Okay. So the connection you have with Donovan is, well, definitely is not stable, but a thread of it is still holding. See, I'm a clairvoyant, so I see things in terms of pictures and visions and energy. So what I'm seeing from my vision of you and Donovan is that your communication with him will still continue, which means that he will call you again. I see him calling you within this month at the earliest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I see that your connection with him spiritually will still hold, which will bring him back to you, okay? Not right away, obviously, but it's going to bring him back to you. And
right.
I see him continuing to do the same thing of like, okay, he'll come in contact with you and then move away and then come back in contact with you. It's in the nature of your relationship with him to have this kind of back and forth. Okay, it's like he's not, you know, he's not a stable presence in your life. Does it make sense? So as far as your other question, will he stay? I feel like that's your question. It's like, is he going to come back and is he going to stay? I see that he's not going to be like stable in your life, but he is going to come back and forth in your life. So he'll come back as early as this month. He will talk to you. You guys will have a good time and, you know, reconnect again. And then when he's feeling the urge, he's going to pull away again. Okay. So it doesn't sound like good, but at the same time, it is, in a way, it is stable because you're the person that he feels that he can go back to. He's like this in nature. Okay. Donovan is not the kind of guy who stays put in a relationship, at least not at this time. Okay. So you can expect that he will come back to you from time to time to touch base, but he's not going to come back to stay. Does it make sense? You know? And
Yeah.
So, but don't be, you know, don't feel sad about that. I mean, you feel sad about that, but I wouldn't feel sad about that if I were you, because Donovan and you have, will be in each other's lives in this way for many years, you know. Donovan is the kind of man that will, when he makes a connection with somebody, he touches base with them throughout his lifetime. So that's the kind of man he is. So the way he is stable in that way. It's just that he's not, you know, he just doesn't stay put long enough to create a really strong bond with somebody. Do you have any questions so far? I just want to make sure it's clear. Yeah.
Me and him, like, have the same interests, and we like the same things, and we're both mentally challenged, and we understand each other, and we were raised the same way, and I feel like, you know, we're both kind of like outcasts in the world, and I feel like we have a very strong bond and connection in some sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, we live 30 minutes away when we both can't drive, and, you know, it's kind of hard when you're both mentally challenged and there's not much friends and people understand you. So I feel like we connect in that way too, but we live about 30 minutes away from each other. And it's like, okay, we're close, but we're so far, you know, it's kind of hard to explain.
I see what you're saying. And and on, in lieu of that, you feel like, okay, since you made a connection with this man who you have this in common with, it would be such a shame if he can't stay in my life. But like I was saying, in his own way, he will be staying in your life, just not in a consistent way. Does that make sense? Because of the mental challenges that you two are facing, it's hard for him to contain his emotions sometimes. Like sometimes, okay, when he feels really intense about somebody, he gets scared and just drops off. I mean, this is how he learns to cope with it. Yeah, this is how he copes with it. But, you know, it's meant to protect himself and to protect the person that he cares about. In this case, it's you. So when he does drop off, it's not really to, like, you know, reject you. It's meant to make sure that he preserves the relationship as it is. You see him at his best, not at his worst. Yeah.
Does he love and care about me, though? That's one question I have to ask. He does?
Oh, no, it's fine. Yes, he does. He does and cares about you enough to want to protect you. And that's the reason why he's doing what he's doing. You see?
Okay.
So it's like, I know it's like, it sounds weird, like, why can't he stick around to let me know? Because he's dealing with, you already know, he's dealing with mental challenges. And sometimes he has to adjust to his mental challenges so that he can give you his best. And you don't have to deal with his worst. So in other words, when he's feeling unstable, you don't have to deal with him because he walks away. Okay.
Right. So it's just hard. Yeah. It's just hard being mentally challenged as an adult because it's hard to connect with others because when it's hard to connect with others because people that are not born mentally challenged, they kind of judge you and they don't understand. what you're, you know, what you are, or whatever. And when you connect with somebody who has the same disability with you, it's just like, it's like that instant gratification, that instant connection, you know? It's just like you have that bond with them.
I understand very well. Yeah, that's a very powerful bond. And we can, you know, you can definitely talk more about that with Babaji, you know, if I have to go to the next caller, but I really appreciate your coming to a question. And just look in the description under the show, and then you'll be able to contact Babaji through his number and extension, okay? So you can explain further about your bond with Donovan. I appreciate it. Thank you much. Appreciate it. Okay, I'm going to take the next caller. Hello, you're on air. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, Dr. Uma. This is Eileen. How are you?
Hi, Eileen. Welcome. How are you? I'm doing well. Welcome, welcome.
Good, good. I like the sound of your voice. I'm feeling calmer just listening to the show.
Oh,
my question. My question has to do with I'm overdoing it with the news exposure lately, and I'm watching all these things and about the climate, and I'm just getting really bummed out. I don't know how to deal with it in my head, just, you know, not to get really sad seeing the skinny polar bears can't get, you know, the ice melting, and the bears can't get salmon, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, there's all this terrible stuff happening. You know, I mean, these are very important issues, and it helps us to become aware of what's going on in this planet. And so to answer your question, it is very related to the topic that I was talking about today, about detachment. Now, this is a good, your question is, how do you deal with all of this negativity that's happening in the world, right? Okay. So this, you know, the negativity in the world is going to be there, okay? I mean, we're surrounded by it. And you could, one appropriate response, the best response to this is a spiritual one, which is to learn to detach yourself from the material world. So when you see this negativity happening in the world, like the polar bears and the cat, you know, ice melting and everything, you have to realize one thing. All of these are part of the material plane, okay? And the material, the material dimension, the third dimension, is meant to be temporary. So polar bears are going to end up, you know, getting thinner, and, you know, the ice caps are going to melt eventually, right? It's just happening right now in this lifetime, right? And so if you have, so instead of, like, thinking, you know, when you feel anxiety, what that is you are, you know, unconsciously creating a desire to control the outcome of what's happening around you.
Okay.
When you, so when you detach yourself from the outcome, which is, I'm not saying, you know, be passive about it and negativistic, meaning, oh, there's nothing I can do about it, you know, oh, well, it's their karma. That's not being detached. That's being reactive. What I mean by detached is to have the attitude of looking at reality for what it is and saying, okay, the ice caps are melting. And this is, and what can I do about it? You know, the ice caps are melting and this is the reality. And I am powerful enough to be able to do my part to help stop that. So, in other words, there's nothing you can do about the eventual destruction of the material plane. But there is something you can do about your part in maintaining your spiritual equilibrium during this time of destruction. Because, like, you know, the ice caps will melt and then they'll reform again. They will. You know, the polar bears will go away, and then a new species of bear will come up again. In other words, So this plane, this material plane, destroys itself and rebuilds itself again and again and again. So you don't need to control the outcome of what's happening in this world. All you have to do is just focus on how you can keep yourself focused on the present. So in the present, the ice caps are not melting today, right?
Right.
And the polar bears are not going to disappear today. But what you can do today is whatever. You know, you can serve others. You can be selfless. You can make somebody laugh. You know, laughter is the best medicine, right? You can do your part to spread positivity in the world. And that is another aspect of a detachment. And it's the way Babaji taught me, you know.
That's excellent. You know, look at the big picture and the cycles and try not to get focused on the little, Well, thank
you. What you're saying, the destruction part of this whole cycle is just one aspect of the whole cycle of creation. So there's destruction and then there's creation again. In other words, what's destroyed is going to come up again. What has melted will reform again in another way. You see?
I see. Well, I'm so glad I called. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's very nice to talk to you again, Eileen. Feel free to call Babaji and, of course, call us here on the show. Yes, so in November.
Yes, I will. It's been a while. I need to call.
Please do.
I need to call him
again.
You're always
welcome
to
call us.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay, so we're going to take the next caller. Hello, who am I speaking with, please?
Hey, Dr. Uma, it's Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. Welcome. How are you doing, dear? And how are you, baby?
Thank you. I've missed talking to you. It's great to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's always
you
wonderful.
You sound really good.
Too. Thank you very much. Thank you, dear. Okay, so what's bringing you in today to Babaji's show? Happy to ride and serve you.
My work is a little bit crazy these days, and I'm wondering if they're going to continue on with my contract.
I see that they intend to. Even though things are crazy now, it is separate from their intention to maintain your contract, because I'm just seeing that this craziness that you're going through at your job is not going to last. I mean, it'll go on for like however long it's going to come, but it's not going to affect the duration of your contract or the extension of it in later on. Yeah. So
perfect.
I just wanted to assure you that things are going to be okay. You know, it's going to be okay
for you.
Yeah. Well,
you always make me feel good, Dr. Uma. Thank you.
You're welcome. We can thank Babaji for that. He's the feel good doctor of this show.
Yes, he
is. And I'm the assistant. So definitely, you know, as I say, with the craziness that's happening at work right now, try to practice detachment. So remember I was saying with the other person, it's like whatever's happening right now is not going to last. You know, the craziness happening at your job is not going to last.
Right.
And so if you, instead of being anxious and wanting to change the outcome of your work, you know, you can just simply let it flow out of you. And it's really interesting. Yeah, as you detach from it, you'll notice that the tension around your work is also going to flow out too. Because everything in this life, everything that you have in your life is a reflection of your inner world. I know this sounds weird, but really you're creating your outer world. So if you have a lot of, you know, anxiety inside, it's going to reflect on the outside. It's like gravity. It's going to happen like that. So when you let go of the fear of losing your contract, then all of a sudden everything's going to calm down. This is how, if you really want to control the outcome, this is how you do it. You have to, you have to learn to, it's true. I mean, it's like really, because
you taught me something.
Too, Yeah, because this is something Babaji taught me. It's just like everything that's happening on the outside is a direct reflection of what's happening on the inside. So you created your reality there at your workspace.
Oh.
So when you change your outlook to one of detachment, meaning, oh, this is going to pass and it has nothing to, you know, and you don't need to hold on to the craziness, then you'll notice how the craziness will go away. It will. So,
I love it. Thank you.
Yeah.
You taught me something.
You can talk more to Babaji about that, but Babaji taught me that, and I'm telling you, it's very invaluable to realize that the outside and the inside are one and the same thing. So,
That's beautiful.
I'll leave you to that.
I appreciate it. Thank you. You really did make my day. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Talk to you later, and thank you for calling. Okay.
Say hi to Babaji for me.
I will definitely do that. Thank you so much, Barbara. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello. You say your name, please.
Hello. This is Aisha.
Oh, hi, Aisha. Welcome back. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing okay. How are you?
Doing well, Aisha. I'm really glad that you're calling back. So, yes,
I know.
Ahead.
After
ask
a long
question.
Time. Okay,
I
have a question. It's concerning with Abdul, like the guy who has been, you know, he's a friend of mine, and I feel like we kind of lost touch in a while. I mean, it's been like a really like I think it's been about more than a month, which I haven't heard anything from him. So I was wondering, like, you know, do you think he will be in touch with me by November or maybe even this month? I'll hear something from him. So, because like him, you know?
Yes, you'll be hearing from him sometime this month, I'm seeing, because right now I sense that he's preoccupied with his life. I mean, sometimes he goes through these really busy spells where all he can focus on is work. You know how it is with him. So this is one of those times. Yeah, he's going through one of those times. And so he's going to contact you soon. And you'll be hearing from him anytime
I just want to know, like, has he been thinking about me? Like, has he been thinking about me at all? Or?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's why I say that he is going to contact you soon, because he has been thinking about you lately more often, because he's thinking, oh, I should be calling Aisha right about now. But then something comes up and then he ends up doing something else. Right. So it's not, so it's something that you don't have to wait too long. He's going to come up and call you himself. You know, you don't even have to reach out.
Another thing is that the job that I am at right now, I'm working with seniors, you know, I'm working at an assisted living, and things are going really good. I've been at this job for almost 4 months. Do you see that I'm going to be there for a while? I mean, it's like, it's only like 9 minutes away from my house, which is great. And, you know, I feel very comfortable like in this setting. And I think a lot of people there like me. So it looks, things are looking good there, you know? So.
I agree. It looks like you'll be staying there for some years, if not more. It's a job that I see that, it's with a population which I feel that you fit in very well. I mean, you have a gentle demeanor, and you do, and the seniors like you, and they feel very comfortable with you. So I'm just seeing that you're going to be able to stay there for a long time, and people will want you there for a long time. You know?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, because I'm very happy there. You know, I'm happy and everything worked out. It's like I feel comfortable and it's very close to my house. It's only like 10 minutes away, like a 9-minute drive. So, you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, like I said, I see you staying there for a long time. So, it's a good fit for you. I would say this is your niche, you know. I highly recommend that you stay with this population. You stay there and work with them. Okay? Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for, you know, speaking with me. And,
I
was just concerned about Abdul. You know, Abdul was on my mind because it's like, you know, we're good friends and, you know, we've known each other for so long. And, like, usually he'll call. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it's, you know, it's like not so much time that he doesn't call. It's usually mm-hmm. like in a month or, you know, it's like, it feels like it's a long time, you know, that I didn't hear anything from him. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So don't worry. Abdul will contact you soon. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very
All
much.
Thank you so
for
much.
Calling.
All right.
All right.
Yeah,
you take care.
Yeah.
Take care.
You too.
Okay. So we're going to take the next caller. Hello. Who have the pleasure of speaking with, please? Hello. Hello. Hi.
Yeah, my name is Ashil. How are you?
Ashil? Nice to meet you,
yeah.
Ashil. I'm fine. This is Dr. Uma. So how can I help you today, Ashil?
There's two areas in my life I'm just curious about, my career and my love life. What's coming up?
These are the two questions everybody asks.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just, you know, the holidays are coming, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to at least, you know.
Oh, no, it's definitely. I'm happy to answer your questions for you. So let's start with career, because I feel that that's the thing that's concerning you the most. Okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead and ask me your question. I'm happy to answer for you.
Okay, my career, do you see changes in terms of a career or a new opportunity coming up?
For this year, the opportunities for a career change is closed, okay? Meaning you're not going to go to another company and get a new job. I don't see that. However, within your company, you know, there are openings for lateral transfer. So wherever you're working at, whatever company you're working at, I do see openings for other jobs within that company that you can take advantage of. So that's also going to happen this year. It is up to you to take advantage of such offers, and I see that it would be in your best interest to do so, because my sense of your energy is that you have a lot of potential, okay? You're very good at what you do. The problem is you're not really being acknowledged for your skills and knowledge. You understand? Like, you have, you definitely have. Go ahead. I can answer you.
Yeah, I just want to clarify, you know, when you say company, I work for myself right now. So I don't know if you're trying
uh-huh.
to see it as more like a new opportunity, but, you know, I have like online store. So I don't know if you see any like me getting involved into some other things or it's a different thing.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, within the field that you're in right now, you say you work
okay.
for yourself. And it means that you're going to be able to expand within the field that you're
okay.
in, meaning you're not going to go
okay.
find another job where you work for someone else. You're going to be working for
okay.
yourself and expand out. Okay, so
okay.
I'm speaking energetically. Your energy
okay.
is still very singular. It's not going to move to another area. Okay, all right. So that's your career. Now, you said you had a question regarding love?
Yes.
I'm answering
you
it quickly
see a new
for you.
Love interest coming up. Same question.
Love interest for you. I see somebody within your field of expertise that is a potential love interest for you. She's coming up within the month of November. Okay. She is somebody who I see you meeting through a business contact. She's a business contact. And you and her will be collaborating on a project together. You know, like you and her will have the
probably.
Same...
Remember you said something about a career.
Yeah.
Maybe that was picked up.
Well, this,
remember
you know, this person, yeah, this person that I see coming your way, you'll be doing business and pleasure with this person. Okay. She haven't met her yet, but you will. And when you do, you're going to be having both a personal and a business relationship with her. Okay. So that's, perhaps that's the, you know, the new business venture that I see coming up for you. Maybe
no, that's
you,
what I,
you know, working.
When you said that, that's what mm-hmm. came into my mind. That's what you picked up when you said that. You
yeah.
know, remember earlier before you
yeah.
on the second question, I figured that's what
right.
was coming up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. So, Ashil, all of this, I mean, because for you, business, your business life and your personal life are often one and the same thing. okay? And so this is why I see that this business contact that you'll be meeting is also going to be turn out to be a close personal associate of yours, who you'll have a romantic interest with. So this is a good thing for you. It is, because you're very focused on your work, and because you're very focused on your work, your personal life kind of bleeds in with your business life. And that's just the way that you conduct your life. You know, that's how you are. And this person that I see has the same interest, has the same business interest as you, very similar to you in temperament and ways of thinking. So you and her will have a lot in common. She would be a good partner to you, both professionally and personally. And I'd be very interested to hear from you when you meet this person. Or, you know, talk to Babaji about it when he comes back. But I'm happy to, you know, to stay in touch with you through the radio show, if you want to call again. And we can talk more about who this person is. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you said okay, November, sure. Right?
November, the first Sunday of November is when the next show is going to be. And so we're doing like an hour-long show. I'll be able to take your call, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank
so,
you so much.
Ashil, thank you so much. Thank you. All right, thank you. Okay, I'm going to take the next caller here, probably the last caller, but we'll see. Hello, who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, my name is Katie.
Oh, hello, Katie. Welcome. How can I help you
today?
Thank
you. Actually, I have a very similar question to everyone else. Seems like everybody's asking about career. I am currently applying for jobs in New York, and I'm waiting to hear back from a few jobs, but I also applied for some jobs out of town, and I'm just wondering which ones I might get or hear back from. Or
I see. Okay. And when? Right. Let's see. You'll be hearing from the jobs that you applied for locally in New York within this month. Okay. And there will be one job that is outside of town that you're going to be hearing from also within this month. Also within this month as well. So you're going to be very busy this month in terms of getting results from, you know, sending out your resumes to look for work. Now, I see you working within the month of November. So this month for you is going to be about, you know, getting to the interviews and calling out which job you want to get into. Next month is the job, it's the month that I see you being able to really start working. So,
okay,
I see it being,
and you don't know
in New York.
Okay. Oh, in New York.
I see it being in New York. Yeah.
Oh, would you be able to tell if that's like a long term position or temp or a short term position, or I don't know.
Let me see. It's gonna be long term in terms of like it'll be a year. Perhaps, I mean, I don't know if temp positions are like a year long, but I see
they
that
could
being
be.
Like
they could
a year long. Yeah. So this could be a temp position, which is a year long. And then there's the opening for it to become more long-term than that. So since you've been applying for temp positions for you are the first ones that will open up. And then
I'm applying for both permanent and temp, but I'm just waiting to hear back from everything, actually.
Right. Yeah, you've been very busy. I saw you just been putting out that resume, making sure. And all your hard work is going to come to fruition. I see temp jobs opening up for you relatively quickly. And then you'll be able to get a year would be like what, a full time temporary position? And that, and then that can turn into a longer assignment for you once you do well. And I see that you're very competent in what you do. You know, your field of expertise, you know what you're doing. You're not going to be in demand, you know. You're not going to have to worry about, you know, getting a job within at least the temp field because they'll want you. Okay? So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
So, good. You're welcome. All of this is good news for you. And feel free to contact Babaji to, you know, to touch base regarding your, you know, your job, you know, acceptance. And he can help you with the next steps in your journey, okay? Thank you so much for calling.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
And thank you for taking my call. Thank you. Have a great night. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, everybody. Looks like we are finished with our callers. And I just want to thank everybody to wish you all the best. And I wish you goodbye, dear ones. Now, I want you to remember to laugh more. Laugh more because laughter is the best medicine. And I highly recommend that you put in one dose of laughter per day at least. Take care, everybody. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.